Once the hangout is live, it says. Okay, so how are you today? This is Sunday, May 17th, 2015. And this is Learning Together, which meets about this time, usually on Sundays. And we have with us today one of my favorite guests, David Wynette, who's hailing to us from Oakland, I presume. And we also have Halima Ozimova, who's in from Tashkent. And we have Nina Liakos from Maryland. And myself, Vance Stevens. And Dave today is going to talk about WeChat. We were just setting that up as we were getting started. And he's going to explain about that. And he's going to talk about Poll Everywhere and how he uses tools like this to stimulate student writing. So, David, over to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Vance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, everybody. Yeah, what I've noticed in my real-world classes is that students are not that eager to write. And they often view it as something of a burden. It's a homework assignment to be done and forgotten generally. And in my experience, if you really want to have good writing, you need to write quite a bit. Granted, you also need correction. So I noticed there was one area in which students were writing a lot, and that was text chatting with each other. So I started to wonder, how could we kind of take a little detour from just text chatting in the student's own language to actually using it with English and perhaps even to discuss things or to work on their English. So I have lots of Chinese students, and they use a tool called WeChat, which is an offshoot of another tool you may have heard of called QQ. In any event, it's a company's called Tencent, and WeChat is a very nice little program you can download, actually a big program, onto your phone or onto your PC, and it allows you to send text messages, voice messages, files, I think, although I haven't done much of that, and also links up with a kind of Facebook type of tool where people can post photos and things like that. So I had my students download these things on their phone, which is obviously, the big change, I think, in the real world classroom. Everybody has a smartphone, so that opens up all kinds of possibilities that didn't exist before. So everybody had to download WeChat, which was, a bit of a problem for students. For example, I have a lot of Saudi students. They tend to use an app called WhatsApp, which I think is much more familiar to Americans and certainly Europeans. The two are very similar. We just started by creating a group, which is something you can do in WeChat, creating a group just of my students. And anything anybody typed immediately went to everybody in the group. And what I found is that, as I kind of was hoping, people were writing a lot. We started using it not only outside of class, where we were far from each other, which is what people usually use those tools for, but actually in class to replace speaking. Why? Because, this was a writing class, so my idea was to maximize the amount of writing people did. And sometimes we had whole classes, an hour or longer, where you could hear a pin drop in the room because people were just focusing on the texting to the whole group again, with me watching and, you know, Mother Hen guiding the conversation so they didn't go off in meaningless directions, as texting often does, as you know. And so what I thought we could maybe try today was for all of us to get on WeChat, make a group, and you can see how it works. Maybe some of you are already familiar with it, or WhatsApp, or similar. And maybe one of us can pretend to be a student and make mistakes, for example. Or we could take a typical classroom topic like compare and contrast essays or anything along those lines, or a grammar point, and show how those things can be discussed in a productive way, but also in a way that's pretty fun for the students. I should note that in my classroom, I have a big screen that all the students can see, which is helpful, I think, but not absolutely required by any means. I don't know if you guys have that. It is helpful. Okay, that's the little introduction. Any questions, comments at this point?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this works. I think we're trying to download WeChat. I'm at web.wechat.com. I clicked on it said web PC or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I've got a QR code here. And there doesn't seem to be any way to get into the chat.
Right. Okay, that's my bad. Let me specify what you need to do.
Okay.
If you have your smartphone handy, you need to download WeChat onto your smartphone.
You said you used it on your PC.
Right. What you're going to do is, once you've got it on your smartphone, you're going to press the QR button. There's a little plus button in the upper right-hand corner of the WeChat app.
I'm going to get my smartphone.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Sure.
I'll use my iPad. Can I do that? But the QR code
doesn't
read with the iPad.
Do you have a camera on your iPad?
Of course.
Well, if you
it just says okay. Let me try it again.
If you show that QR code to your camera, it should work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is what I use.
You kind of take a picture
of it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you don't actually have to press the click button, though. It's automatic once you've got WeChat going on your phone.
Okay, I tried to open it in Chrome, and now it's gone to a different URL. Okay, log in it says QR code not identified. That's strange. That's what it did in Chrome as well.
Is this a WeChat that you've got going?
Web.wechat.com, which I got.
Try just downloading WeChat from your Apple Store, whatever it is that the Apple tablet uses. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
It's called Google Play for Android.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So when the students, how do you go from the chat genre, you know, that the students do when they're chatting to one another? Have you got it?
Is that one I want to get? There are two. There's one that says WeChat. That's this one. And there's another one that says WeChat 3.
WeChat and WeChat 3?
Free, F-R-E-E.
Free is good. I like free.
Yeah, I like free. This one also seems to be free because it just says get. WeChat, it has 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It has 222, whatever that means. And then it says offers Apple Watch app.
You know something? I've got WeChat on my iPhone.
Why am I not
I've got it.
I'm just going to get this one and see what happens.
If you want to pretend to
I'm
be
there.
Okay. I'm going to also log into WeChat and do that QR code thing.
You just went dark. Well, now you're back.
I did.
You did. Yeah, for some reason. I can see your avatar. It might be frozen. I'm not sure.
Is it moving? I did go.
Hi, Michael.
Here, huh? Great.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I wonder if there's a webcam connection problem. It was working fine just a moment ago. Let's say hi to Michael while you're sorting through that. Michael, come in from Adelaide, Australia. His avatar is here.
He looks like he's looking around the corner.
Yeah. We can hear you fine.
My phone. It's taking a while to install. Is it very big?
Yeah, it's about 50 megs, I think.
Okay. Well, I've got it running on my my iPad. So,
do you go
add a contact or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why don't you add me? I now have it on my Android tablet, and also I have it on my PC. So my name in WeChat is David Winnett, all lowercase, no spaces. David Winnett. Mm-hmm. W-I-N-E-T. So if you add me as a contact, then we can set up a group.
Okay.
I'm going to actually freeze my video here so that I don't have any... this computer is a little bit dicey.
Dave, did you say after I install that the next step is to scan the QR code?
If you want to run it on your PC, yes. If you're content to run it just on your phone, then you don't need to do that.
Okay.
So you have to scan it on your PC. You have to scan the QR code on your PC.
So you're the camera. On the smartphone in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little plus. If you click the plus, you'll see four choices, I think, one of which is QR code. And which you then, if you click that, you'll come up with a camera, which you point at the PC screen or the Mac screen should be showing your QR code there.
Now. Well, where I am now, it installed and I opened it. And now it's asking me to log in, but of course I don't have a login.
Right, so you need to do that.
To sign up first?
Yeah.
I guess?
Okay. Good idea. Mm-hmm.
So then it wants my number.
I see, Michael, you might be having a little trouble with your connection or something because we see you there. We could kind of hear you. Hear an echo from your machine, but I don't hear anything now. But anyway, you're actually here in the chat as far as we can see. And I've just added, add Dave. There's David is there, and now it says send a greeting. So do you have your students add you, and then you chat with them? Or
I make a group. Once they've added me, I see Vance Stevens here, and I'm adding you, Vance.
Okay. To a group?
Would you recommend allowing WeChat to access my contacts?
That's
it says
really,
it will be encrypted, and they will not store it. Can I use it if I don't allow it?
I don't know
if you have any issues with the NSA, because, you know.
I don't think so.
The U.S. and Chinese government will both have all your info, but they probably already do, so.
Well, the U.S. does, but assume not, allow China in. So can I use it if I don't allow by just going to people that I know are on
try
chat?
Give it a shot. I don't know, actually. I just blindly.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, if the countries that are surveilling you can switch on your phone, they have means of doing that. They can switch on your phone anyway, so they can locate it. They can set up fake cell towers that will scoop in lots of phones and track the ones they want. I'm reading some interesting books about this. Anyhow, let's see. Okay, so I'll send a greeting. Okay, I'm going to send a greeting to David. What I'm really interested in to see, hold talk. I can talk.
I'm scanning for pictures.
Yeah, I got your message there, Vance.
You got a message? Okay, is it a voice message?
It's a voice message, and I am now, I got two voice messages.
Okay, I've just sent David two voice messages in WeChat. Now,
right,
that
how do I add
could
you?
Be oh, interesting for a writing class.
Do I just search for you, Dave?
You want to add me as a contact if you're in WeChat now?
I'm trying to do that.
Okay.
Let me see if it works. Oops, I just spelled your name
I
wrong.
Found
what happens if the capital?
This is Nina.
Yeah.
My name in WeChat is
David Winnett.
It's David Winnett, but all lowercase and no space between the first and last name.
Yeah, it wants to. Okay.
One thing that I've been doing with students, I've been trying this with students. It works better with me than it does with students. But is I've got this the chat window here where there's an option here. Of course, there's always an option on an iPad to use the microphone. So I'm going to see what happens when I activate microphone and see how it comes out in the message window.
Vance, what's your profile name, username? Do you have one? I don't
have
one.
That's a good question.
I mean,
David
I haven't
might
set
know
one
it.
Up.
It looks
what
like
my
Vance's
name,
name is his name, Vance Stevens, capitals and spaces and everything.
Okay.
Appears to be, anyway.
NSA not only has my location, but also my name now. Okay. They're starting to triangulate.
Well, but mine says no Vance Stevens result found.
Well, I'm going to add both of you to a group, Nina, so then you'll be able to add him separately as well.
Yeah.
Once you're in the group, you'll see him. But I'm still not seeing you, Nina.
Well, I added you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm testing the voice capability.
It says one David Winnett.
On WeChat.
No, it's not one David Winnett. It's just David Winnett.
But when I put WeChat ID, I put it correctly.
WeChat now.
And it has, I can't tell what this picture is, but it's like a bear. No, it's an orangutan. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, good. Well, so you've got me. But I'm not reading you yet here. Let me try to add you, Nina. Since you're not showing up here. Did you say
okay.
You don't have a name as such? Did you enter just Nina Liakos?
Yeah, I put Nina Liakos.
All right. I'm going to
see
if that
WeChat
works.
WeChat team.
Nina.
Make sure it's LIA and not LAI.
Right. Searching. No. You're not coming up. How interesting. You see me, but I don't see you. So I can't add you because I don't see you. That's very unfortunate.
I'm gonna.
Okay, well, what I'm doing with my students, as I mentioned, is I'm using tools. I'm taking advantage of the voice capabilities in most things you can do on an iPad. And because everyone hates to write on iPad, so if you can activate voice, you can get a lot of writing done that way. So that was the result. So you can actually, now, I don't know if it will work with your students, because my students don't have very good luck with getting their voices to come out in text.
You're talking about voice to text.
Yes, voice to text. I'm experimenting a bit with having them write that way. So, for example, I've experimented with different things. One thing I can do is I can put them in Google Docs, and then I can use the voice feature to give them feedback. So rather than having to type, I can have their Google Doc up, and then I can add a comment. Oh, Nina, you're having a nice ringtone there. Okay, so I can have their Google Doc on my iPad, and then I can press on something and then add a comment, and then I can speak the comment and then send it, and then they'll see it pretty quickly. Or I can also, say, go down to the bottom of the document and speak what I think they're trying to say, and then that comes out. So they can then replace that text with, you know, whatever it is that I was trying to correct.
And do you do that in real time, or?
You can do that in real time, yeah. You can be walking around the class with your iPad and pulling the students' work up on your iPad and, you know, sitting there working with them. You used to be able to do it, like you said, from the front of the screen, front of the class. You'd have the projector with one student on the screen. I used to feed back to one student at a time that way. And the other students would tend to sort of tune out, because although it's meant to be instructive for all of them, they don't really take it that way. anyway, with the iPad, it's really, you know, you can go around among them and you can, you know, interact pretty quickly with them. So that's kind of neat. But what I'm trying to play with now is getting them to write using these tools. So because they really don't like writing on the iPad, and they'll do it, but, you know, it's it's really tedious. And so I had them write essays today. Well, they were 150 word things, and now I've got them on paper. I'm going to now read them into the Google Doc. I had them share a Google Doc, and so now I'll read them in, and then they'll have what they wrote on paper in a Google Doc. So this is things I'm experimenting with and seeing if, you know, so that's a little faster because they can write quickly on paper. But of course, you can't do much with it. So if you can actually convert it into text and then give it to them, and they can then do the revisions in the Google Doc from the text that they crashed out on a piece of paper.
All right. I just jumped off the deep end and allowed WeChat to access my Google contacts. Can you believe I just did that? Anyway, so now Vance is in one of my Google contacts. So I did a search for Vance, and he comes up, and it says, Vance Stevens has not joined WeChat yet. Send email invitation.
That's odd, well, because now I have Vance on my WeChat. He's in my list of contacts.
I am in WeChat. Let's see if I...
And I'm wondering, if I were to delete all this right now, would the Chinese government still have access to all my Google contacts?
That's a good question.
What your Google contacts? They'll have it already. Google's one of the companies that had to build a back...
Build a what? Vance froze. So I should not click on this send email invitation.
If you are uncomfortable, and I wouldn't blame you a bit, maybe we can just, you can just follow along. I'll open a shared screen, and you can follow along. And
I might just undo it afterwards.
Well, you can probably, unload.
It's easier to learn about it if you're doing it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm still wondering why.
Probably
I couldn't add you. Don't know why I couldn't add you on WeChat.
Well, there
or you couldn't add me on WeChat yet. I'm still not seeing anything from you. Do you want to try adding me again, Nina?
Okay. So.
So
no,
you.
The thing is,
on your phone.
Here are my choices. friend radar, join private group, scan QR code, mobile and other contacts, official accounts. See, I don't think that you're...
There's nothing for add contacts?
I'm going back. Well, I see... Let me show you what this screen is. I don't know if you can read it. I can't read it. But those different things, it's recommended friends, group chats, tags, then it says my name, and then WeChat team, and then it says one David Winnett. And when I click on that one, I can see that that is you, the arrangement.
And what is it? And what does it say when you open one David Winnett? Is there an option to talk to me?
Free call. Can you see?
Free call. Message, free call, messages. Why don't you try sending me a message and see what that does? Your screen looks different than mine, so I'm having a little trouble.
You have added one David Winnett as your WeChat contacts direct chattings. Okay, so I'm just going to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just said hello.
I got something from... is your photo you in a blue shirt around a bush?
Yes, it's a fern in my backyard.
Okay, now we got you. A fern. A fern. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now I'm adding you. Ah, lovely. Okay, so now I have added you, and you said, hello, David, and now I'm going to answer you. Hello, Nina. And send.
Okay, got it.
Got it? Okay, yep. Now I'm going to try to add both of you to the same group. That is how we make a group. So I click on the plus sign again. It gives me an option to add people. I'm looking for Nina. There you are. And I am okaying that. And now we're in a group chat. So anything, if you agree to join this group chat, I've invited Nina. Oh, and now I need to also invite Vance should be here.
I don't see where this would come in, this invitation.
I don't know if it will come in. You may just receive. You may just be in the group now. So try typing something and see if it shows up in our group chat.
Well, where though? I mean, on the screen where I wrote to you. I have now two things in my list. One is one David Winnett, and the other one is WeChat team. If I go to one David Winnett, there's a plus sign at the bottom next to the emoticon. What does it do?
I'm going to try something else again. To advance to the chat I've got with you, Nina. So it's saying group chat. Vance, you should have received an invitation. Oh, we lost Vance.
Oops.
That would explain a lot. So at present, let's see if you're receiving my messages. Nina, I'm gonna send you a message that says, Nina, what's up? Okay?
Okay.
And I'm sending that specifically to our group chat. Did you receive that?
I got a little buzz.
Okay.
But I don't see the message. So there must be some other place where I can look for it. All right, here we go. All right, I got it. I'm in the group chat. I don't know exactly how I got there.
Great. You know how it is, the first time it's always seems like we'll never get there, and then
how about Michael? Michael, are you doing
yes, this? Let's add Michael. Good point. Let's see if my, I'm not sure. Oh, good. Looks like we're all in the chat here. Michael. I don't know if Michael signed up because he came in late and then disappeared, so I don't have him at all.
He doesn't appear to have a microphone. Michael, you know what we need is we need to know EASL. People don't have microphones assigned to each other. So, Michael, do you want to download WeChat and try this with us? Michael is in the text chat.
Oh, good. Ah, yes. Okay, yeah. He said he could hear. Okay, hi, Michael. We're playing.
Well, we don't need you here. We're going to just do texting today. But you have to get into right. WeChat. Maybe he already has it. He's in the same hemisphere as China. I had to sneeze. I hope that I turned off my mic before I sneezed.
It's very...
Oh, he's in a hotel.
Small laptop. How small is it, Michael? Oh, he's... You globetrotter, you.
Where are you, Michael? Are you still in Australia? Thailand. Cool. On vacation or working?